Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown! This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown! This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown! This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown! I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown! This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown! This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown! And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown!
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown.
It's a Joel singing intro. I like your singing intros.
Yay.
Hello.
And Sophie Truax makes me do that. 10 Feet Tall is the single that you've just seen, well, just heard by Sophie Truax. First, new music from the brilliant artist. She's incredibly funny, very talented. Check out her Instagram because it is surreal in the best possible way. But first new music from Sophie, I think since 2024, she had certainly, EP Kissing with a Cavity. Makes me smile a lot, that song. So 10 Feet Tall, that's all there is from her at the moment, and that's all there needs to be. What are we doing today?
I reckon Eve's Wilder album of the week, yes.
Not a big week for albums,
not a big week.
Is it?
Tomorrow album was out as well, the Aurora and Tom Rowland's collaboration.
Yes.
I've got a big track from that. Can I play the big one?
Is it a 7.5-minute one?
It is, but I've also got a radio edit of it. So if we're short for time, I could do the short one.
I listened to that album last night. I thought maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
There's a really good new Broken Social Scene track I want to play. Anchoress has a track which is just a brilliant title. I Had a Baby, Not a Lobotomy. We're going to play it based on that alone. It's also very, very good.
Features Gwen as well.
Lots of other stuff.
Let's get on with it.
What we got next?
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a track from one of last week's albums of the week. We had Broken Chanter and we had Gretel.
You've got a Gretel track, haven't you?
I've got both. Right. But now, should we have something from Cola? I think we've missed the first, well, not missed them, but we've not played the first two singles from their album. Did they all used to be in Oort? Or just some of them? Anyway, members of Oort, Cola, I think it's the second album that's coming soon. Put out a single this week, it's called Skywriter's Sigh.
Go now.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Gretel there with something from Squish, her debut record. I will be a very, very, very happy person if next week, when the next lineup announcement for Float Along is made, that Gretel will be added to
it. Is that happening next week?
I think, I'm pretty sure it was. Spoke to, well, now the leader of Float Along, Tufty, a couple of weeks ago, and he said, I'm pretty sure he said it was coming in a couple of weeks' time, so it should be.
And you didn't ask him if Gretel was on the lineup?
I didn't ask him then.
No.
I'm just hoping.
Okay.
I'm hoping. The album is brilliant.
It is.
Went in at number 101, a position which, amazingly this week, she shared with Broken Chanter in the album chart.
Broken Chanter is 23 in the Scottish album chart.
23.
I think it was 23. Don't turn me up too much.
No, I'm turning this up. My headphones there. What was the song we heard there?
But before. It was Cola before that. And
No, what was the Gretel song?
Oh, the Gretel song was called Unbloom.
Unbloom.
Yeah, and Cola before that was Skywriters Sigh, taste of their new album, Cost of Living Adjustment, or COLA, on May the 8th. And two of those members were in Oort.
Two
of them. Tim Davey and Ben Stidworthy.
All right. We're going to do a double now of albums that are out this week. The first of which is going to be the album of the week by Yves Wilder.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you're going to hear something from, Anita. Anita, I'll tell you more about her on the other side of it, but Yves Wilder for now.
Yeah, Yves Wilder, who's doing, well, doing Dr. Dot and Get Together and Green Man. So we've got three chances to see Yves Wilder.
Is she playing Primavera?
Maybe. I don't think so, though. Yeah, debut album came out yesterday. It's really, really strong. And two tracks from it this afternoon. First one is Just Say No.
From OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Cruzo sete encruzilhadas só pra me encontrar. Me deu sete saias pra me impressionar. Pulo sete ondas no dia primeiro. Já é fevereiro e eu não vou voltar. Nem por milagre você me merece. Vê se me esquece, não vai adiantar. Se eu sou teu sonho, você é pesadelo. Já passou seu tempo, trate de acordar.
Tu perdeu meu amor e rezo pra não
Promised you Anita, and you got Anita. Seventh studio album by the Brazilian artist. We have played her before, I think.
I don't think we have.
I think we might have ended up playing her a long, long time ago.
Okay.
But that album is called Equilibrium, and it's half in Spanish, half in English. The track you heard was Desgraça. Discratha, which is the opening track on the album. It's a big one as well. 15 tracks in total. Oh, 43 minutes. That's all right.
That's all right.
15 in 43. That's all right.
There's no Anita in the spreadsheet.
Is there not? Okay. First new artist of the day then.
Yeah.
Followed on from Eves Wilder.
Did. First track from this week's album of the week. Yes. Album's called Little Miss Sunshine. Don't think I said that before we played it.
I don't think
I have
did.
Now.
Might turn you up a little bit.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Keep it.
He was too loud last week.
I was.
I'm going to do my treble seven first today, so we've got about three tracks to fit in before then.
We can do that.
What have you got?
I'm going to go back to last week for one now, though. Alex Cameron released a new song.
Oh.
We neglected to play it. So he put one out last year, a standalone single called Short King, which we did play, and still no word of a new album, but yeah, another new single appeared this week. It's a bit more serious than Short King. It's called Tear That Statue Down, and it's about, well, it's a call to symbolically and literally dismantle the Epstein class that runs our world. Statue Down from Alex Cameron.
Down. You possessed. Well, listen, man, might drown. Don't hold me back, 'cause I'm going in. I'm gonna tear the statue down. Give me some rope and some kerosene, and I'll get you the crown.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
So two songs from last week there. The one from me was World News. Sidestep is a big, big single. In fact, actually, not very big, because that was the edit. What was that?
I have no idea.
Where has that come from? Anyway, the original version of that, I think, is about nearly 6 minutes long, and they will be bringing that on their nationwide tour to Sheffield next week. Thursday night, they are playing at Sydney and Matilda. And you know what? I'm going to buy a ticket to that. During the next song. Going to do it, because I want to see them live. I think they're going to be playing much bigger places soon. What did you play from last week? Something else?
Alex Cameron. Yeah, standalone single by Alex Cameron. Statue Down.
Very good.
We're going to squeeze one in quickly before your 777.
Bit of country?
Yeah. It's normally you bringing the Casey Musgraves. I assume it's on your list as well.
It's on my list as well.
Yeah. Middle of Nowhere, second taste of her upcoming seventh studio album. In fact, it's the title track.
Out there on the edge of the world, way past common sense, past the Dairy Queen, the county line, where there ain't any fences, gonna find my own peace. I wanna be somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I think maybe I'll just stay there. Don't tell me you miss me, I don't care. I'm somewhere in the middle of nowhere. No service on the phone and I'm alone, but it honestly feels good.
Casey Musgraves and Middle of Nowhere, title track of an album that's out in 2 weeks' time. 3 weeks. 2 weeks. May the 1st.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff from
Casey. Oh, you mean the song?
From Casey. But for you for playing it and the presentation and the link, it was top class.
Thanks. Over to you for your Treble 7.
Treble 7. I am going to go to a brand new artist at a breakdown, but it looks like this character has been putting out music for quite some time. Winston Hightower, just a great name, just a great name, no notes on that, has put out, it was from Columbus in Ohio, had an album out yesterday, which I came about because of some gushing praise in the comment section for Stereo Gum. A Stereo Gum
article. You're a subscriber, aren't you?
I'm a subscriber. There is some absolute gold in the comments there. Turn me on to this album. Definite Modest Mouse vibes throughout the record. Not sure if it's on this particular track, but I'm going to give you Blumhouse first, and then you are definitely next going to hear something from Thistle with a full stop.
Got it.
A thousand times I make my solos run in different bubbles. Some say I'm troubled, but I don't pay. Breaks me down inside, but I just cover it. What the hell is wrong with me? I just love it. If you ever forget, I'll be there to remind you what lives inside you. Cause you know it ain't right. Sometimes it just might be inside me too. I think you know it's true. There's not much I can do but reach down and
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Tight bitch, she's a right bitch. Get in sights, bitch. Start a fight, bitch. Stay the night, bitch. Yeah, hot bitch, she's a rock bitch. Better not, bitch. She's the pilot of the cockpit. Yeah. Overseas, bitch, on your knees, bitch. Better say please if you want this, yeah.
I wanna be a hot bitch, tell them
I'm glad I played that. That was Muna, Wanna Be Her. The track is going to be from their forthcoming fourth album. Is it the third track from it? Yes, it is. I don't know if there's going to be, if there's a name for it yet, but Wanna Be Her, synth pop banger, it says there.
Mm.
Not arguing with it.
No.
You heard before that something from Manchester, three-piece Manchester band, Pylon. No, Thistle band Pylon, the track, a track which they say was powered by Monster Energy in its creation, a drink which they have no affinity for, but which created the sounds. That was the drink that they had to hand. And we started with something by Winston Hightower, which is just a straight up great name, Blumhouse, the track from 100 Acre Wood, an album out yesterday. Doom. I will rest now for a moment.
You rest. Now, talking of albums that came out yesterday, the collaborative album of Tom Robbins of the Chemical Brothers and Aurora was released.
We still haven't played anything from this.
No, we have. They announced it in December. We played Ring the Alarm. Yeah, yeah. It was me and John. You weren't here.
Oh,
you probably didn't even listen.
Right.
Yeah, we played that track, but we didn't play any of the other singles that came out this year. February, right. March, they released singles as well. And a single came out the day before the album, on Thursday, called I Drink the Light. Now, the album version is 7 minutes 56.
Hmm.
There's a radio edit that's 4 minutes 11. It's your call. Which one shall I play?
It's your longest track of the day, isn't it, though?
It could be, but...
Go for the 4:11, because
sure?
We've got plenty of...
Oh.
What do you want to do?
I thought you were going to say the long one.
What do you want to do?
I'm easy. I think we could fit more in if we play the short one. But I suggest that you go and listen to the full one.
Yeah.
For the full effect later.
I
See, I was expecting a 7-minute version there. I didn't get it.
You forgot, didn't you? You requested the shorter one. I could have done another 3:45 of that. Anyway, that's very nearly my longest song. Anyway, in its abrupt form, because Broken Social is the only one that's longer that we've both brought that we will play at some point. 2 seconds longer.
Oh, okay. So that was Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. I didn't actually say that. A collaborative project is called Tomorrow.
Okay. Going to go now to Sophie Azella, or should I say Sophia Azella?
You should.
I should shout it, shouldn't I? Mm. I shouldn't call her Sophie, definitely, because that's not her name.
That's not her name.
She, last year, had a brilliant, brilliant track. Was it Coffee and something? What was the name? Crowd Caffeine. Brilliant, brilliant track. I think I heard it a couple of months after it came out, though. So I'm happy to be on top of this album, which was released yesterday. EP? Probably an EP. It's called Something Is a Shell, and the track you're going to hear from it is the wonderfully titled The Chicken Is Naked and Afraid, and I challenge you to follow this. That's you.
Me, yes, yeah. I will.
Attempting romance outside in the grass. You perfectly resemble a dumbass. Caught the truth right by the tail. The animal keeps on calling. Saw you naked and afraid. And all your clothes are hiding nothing. And my God, do you look sad? The chicken's out of the bag. Curiosity's instilled. I'm the cat and I got killed again. Disappointing news for both of us, my friend. There's nothing to you, and that's very sad. I looked for depth in a dick. That's my bad. You threw yourself under the bus. The bush is beaten cause I took the stick, and it's get the job done season. They say I'm the shit, and I am. I am the shit, sir, and I hit the fan. Caught the truth out by the tail. The animal keeps on calling. So you
Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
got skies, the sun wakes up, bird's eye view. You held me so tight, the pine tree broke in two. Latitude 33, when the moon swings upside down, it's a hot, hot breeze. Don't say the words, it's easier to leap this way into the sea. You breathe so easily, don't hesitate. Emerald eyes, pistachio jade into the deep. You love so easily. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades. I can handle your darkness, she said. And then I wept with this rock beneath my feet. Now our letters a distant memory. As the ink fades, the sun casts down a new shade. I think I'm ready to be free. Don't say the words, it's easier to leap this way into the sea. You breathe so easily, don't hesitate. Emerald eyes, pistachio jade into the deep. You love so easily. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades. Suki, suki, I like you on a bad day. Suki, suki, I like you when the light fades.
Thought we were in need of another new artist before we close the hour out. That was a track called Suki from a duo called Desperately Seeking Suki. They are a sibling duo, Natasha Zoe and Danny Pugh. Danny's based in Bristol. Natasha is based in Australia.
I think I've got a new artist now.
Have you?
That was good, though. Really like that one.
Good.
Snarls.
No, they're not. I'll check that during
they're
that
They're not. Song. Okay. They're not. They've got an EP out, though, which is called... Oh, what is it called? In Heaven There's Rainbows. There's not, though.
Are there?
Because the first doesn't exist.
Oh.
This track, though, is called No Luck, No Prayer. It's very good, so I'll let them off for their theological misunderstanding. Very short, so we'll have time at the other end for you to choose your poison.
Stop.
a short one. It's a good one, though. Snarls, No Luck, No Prayer from an EP coming out soon. All right. What have we got left for us in this hour?
How long have we got? I've forgotten now.
We've got about 3.5 minutes now.
Okay. That's fine, then. That's fine. A track by, well, it's been getting their second play on the breakdown. Touch Girl, Apple Blossom, played last month, I believe. Is this from a forthcoming album? Yes, their debut album, Graceful, is coming out exactly 1 month from now. And this is the latest single from it. It's called Touch Girl. And I've got 10 seconds left, Joel. Preview the next hour.
Well, we'll have the 4 o'clock classic, a second play by some Scottish heroes, and we'll be in the 90s for that.
Ooh. Thank you.